We're here to help you get your message out. And August and September can be very busy months for people getting back to school, people coming to town for college, and everything seems a little upside down, but that doesn't stop all the great services that go on in and around Bloomington and Monroe County. And Habitat for Humanity is very important, and you have a tremendously busy week next week. Tell us what we need to be aware of as August starts to wind down and all these people are hanging out in Bloomington.
Yeah, we do have a lot going on. So next week is very important for anybody who is in kind of a substandard housing situation or it's unaffordable, anything like that. So next week, August 24th or 26th at the downtown library, we're holding the homeownership information meetings. On Thursday, the 24th, the meeting will be at 6 o'clock, in English. And then we also will hold it in Spanish at 7. And then on Saturday, the meeting is at 10:30. They're in the auditorium at the library. It lasts about an hour. It's mandatory that anyone interested in the homeownership program attend one of those two meetings, either on Thursday or Saturday. So that part, it's just kind of let people know a lot about the program during that hour, and there's time for Q&A, that kind of thing. And then we open up our application window in September 18th through the 29th. So that's when we'll accept the applications back in. August and September are super busy. So I just want to hammer home that those information meetings, there's a requirement that people that are interested attend one of those two, and then we accept the applications. And the people that, stop me if you want to ask a question in here, I'll just scramble.
You're fine.
And the people that we serve mainly in the homeownership program, they have to have like three, they first have to have lived or worked in Monroe County for a year. And then there are three basic criteria. They have to have a need for housing. They have to have a will. And that looks like either it's unaffordable, substandard, overcrowded, something like that. They have to have a willingness to partner. So everybody in the homeownership program puts forth volunteer hours of 250, what we call sweat equity hours, 250 hours for every adult in the family, where they're building other people's houses and then they eventually work on their own house. And then the third item, no, contrary to sometimes popular belief, we do not give houses away. Everyone that goes through the program successfully earns the right to pay a mortgage just like any other homeowner. So often it's a 30-year mortgage. We do either, it's usually at a 0% interest rate, which is huge. That's how. And then that money that they pay in their mortgages gets recycled back into the program to help fund the materials for the next house. So it's kind of a lot going on that way.
Martha Shedd is our guest. She's the expert, the homeowner services director, Habitat for Humanity of Monroe County. And you said something interesting that caught my ear. Well, you said multiple things, but contrary to popular belief, people do have to pay for their homes. Why do you think there's such a connotation that they get a free house? Where did that come from, and how can we change that narrative?
I am not exactly sure how that started, or why, just because people see someone that maybe doesn't make a lot of money and they got a home. How did they get it? They must have been given to them because, there's somebody, in the low income area. And so how did that happen? But what we do when we calculate the mortgages, every mortgage is a little bit different. We make it affordable. So, as we all know, housing in Bloomington is just really kind of unaffordable for a lot of folks, and we cap it at 30% of gross income. So that's how we make it affordable.
You're not setting people up to fail. That's the other part that I think is very
right.
It's very
and that's a big piece of it too. It's part of what they have to do is go through. There's like a 6-month money management program where we talk about budgeting and saving and not falling prey to bad, predatory lenders, that kind of thing. So, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it to make sure they're successful.
Yeah, financial literacy and, as you mentioned, sweat equity. If I just did some quick math, and boy, I'm bad at math. You said 250 hours per person. Well, that's 38-hour shifts or something close to that, right?
Yeah. It's significant. We want to make sure, plus that's how we keep the price of the homes down as
sure.
well, that 250 hours is free labor.
Well, you have 250 hours. You have the financial literacy. You have the six-month training on that. You do everything to make them invested in all ways. So these all ways will work out. So it's fantastic. But you have to get involved. You only do the, do you just do this once a year? Is this why next weekend, is next Thursday, next Saturday is so important?
It is, because we will have so – we only accept the number of people that we can – we don't keep people in the program forever, right? So we only accept as many as we can build the houses, and we have to fundraise for the houses and that kind of thing. So so we only accept as many in as we can build and fundraise for in a year. So we usually build about 8 to 10 houses a year. And just a side note back to the mortgage thing, we have a less than 1% foreclosure rate because we've set people up,
right,
like you said, set them up for success. So, yeah.
Well, that's fantastic, and that's why we want to get this message out. It might not be for people perhaps listening, but if they know people or have friends or families who are in the situation and would like to, again, change their lives, this is, I don't want to sound too overdramatic here, but it is true. If you it put is. This time and money and effort into it, your life will change.
It is exactly true. And another way, you know, that the listeners might be able to get involved is when they have, you know, house goods that people maybe no longer need or want, any of those donations that go to the Habitat Restore over on Auto Mall Road, then people go there to shop. You can, you know, to donate and shop, and all that money. Just last year, the Restore hit $1 million mark where they were donated $1 million to help fund the houses. So that's another way people that can get involved, in addition to just, you know, donating their time as a volunteer. We have lots of need for volunteer. That's the lifeblood of the organization.
Absolutely.
And so it's incredible. So donating time, money, and goods helps make all these people be successful and you know, kind of do our part in making affordable housing in Bloomington.
So. You know, I talk to my friend Michelle Moss from the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network every week, and I've been doing that for, I don't know, 10 or 12 years through the vote. But if you have anything at your house and it's slightly used, we'll find a spot for it in town. Please don't throw anything away. Please don't take it to the dump. We will always, always repurpose it, reuse it. There are great opportunities to do so, and Habitat for Humanity is one of them. And I think that's another, I don't want to say misconception, but everybody thinks you just build, you build, you build. Well, you do. That's the great part of it, but you also help get all these people lined up for it. So it's just not a grab a hammer, swing and pound some nails. And you can if you'd like to, but there are other great ways to get involved. And another great project has to do with the women. The Women Build 2023 is coming up in September. I know that's next month, but we're going to blink and Labor Day is going to be gone. And all of a sudden, hey, here we go.
Yeah, the first day, I believe, is September 6th of Women Build. If there are any women that's listening, if has, you know, zero skills or is a professional carpenter, we take everybody. If you don't know how to, you know, run a saw, but gosh, you've always wanted to and your older brother always got to do it and you didn't, come on out to Women Build. We fundraise for the house and we build two houses in like 2 weeks, and it is absolutely the most fun anybody has in their whole year. It's phenomenal. A women just running the whole show. We allow men to bring us lunch.
Well, that's good. That's what you should do. Exactly right. Put the shoe on the other foot. See if they like it a little bit. Now, the other big thing, Habitat for Humanity, I know in past years, and I'm putting you on the spot right now because I don't have the answer to this, and I don't usually like to do this, but you've worked with Whirlpool before and done and builds with and doing all that with like the Kelly School and other things. Is that still on your radar moving forward here in 2023?
Yes, that happens in October this year. So I believe it's the same week as Homecoming yes, absolutely, with the Kelly School business and Whirlpool combined. And Whirlpool is just a phenomenal sponsor. They donate all the appliances for Habitat throughout the country, all the appliances. But for us, because the COO is an IU alum,
right?
We are, or retired, I should say, so retired COO is an IU alum, that they sponsor an entire house for us every year and have, I believe this is like the 10th or, yeah, I'm on the spot too. I don't know what years, but they've done it for quite a number of years. So, yeah.
And that's a great partnership. And there have been years where that house is sat up on the corner of 17th and Fee Lane up by the tennis courts. There's been years where it's been being worked on in the tailgate fields. It's a great way to get that message out for everything. Now, I don't know how to swing a hammer. I'm too busy because I got kids running me all over left, right, and center. My wife's got to deal with all that as well. How can I give without giving perhaps my time and my, well, in my case, no skills in the construction world? There are other ways to support your great cause, isn't there, Martha?
Yep, there absolutely are. We, of course, you know, we're a nonprofit, so we absolutely will. We run on volunteer labor and volunteer donations of goods, services, and money. So anytime, you know, we absolutely will take cash donations. You know, you can make a recurring monthly donation. All of that you can find, you know, kind of how to call the office. I'm happy to talk to anybody or go to our website. Also, if you do not know how to swing a hammer and you always wanted to, we build year round, so you can't come out.
You got some hammer swinging trainers over there to help out, huh?
We do. We got a bunch of retired people that just love doing that kind of thing. So
that news.
We absolutely will take financial donations for sure. So
okay, well, you've given us a great launching pad here to get involved. Where online do I go to see all this great information?
So our website is, it's all spelled out, MonroeCountyHabitat.org.
That simple. Put it in the Google-ometer. Yeah, if you can't remember that, it'll pop right up. That's important.
Yes. That or our Facebook page is quite active. So you can, if you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, you know, we're always keeping that update as far as, you know, what's going on with the organization.
But like you mentioned, if people have more complex questions or complex inquiries, they can always give you a phone, give your phone a jingle as well. What's the best number to reach you, Martha, so people can help keep Habitat for Humanity humming here in Monroe County?
It's 812-331-4069. And I'm happy to talk to anybody that wants to call. I came out as a volunteer in 2005. And
now look at you.
I got hooked and I can't give it up. Yeah.
Martha, we want families, we want companies, we want individuals. It doesn't matter.
Yep. That is one of the things I love about it. There's something for every single person in Monroe County, a way that everybody can get involved.
Well,
either as a donor or a recipient, a partner, everything. There's something for everybody.
Yeah. Don't think you can't. Let Martha talk you into it. I appreciate your time today. We're going to catch up with you in September as well to see how everything is going and make sure that we can help you get any messages out to the community where they can turn around and help you out. Thank you so much for your time and hope to see you around.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for giving us this time to the opportunity to talk about Habitat.
Well, it's my pleasure. Martha Shedd, the Homeowner Services Director, Habitat for Humanity, of Monroe County, MonroeCountyHabitat.org.